Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Simcha, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We got three subjects we want to discuss on the program this week, because it's a very busy week news-wise. First of all, there may actually be, believe it or not, a third election in a row in less than a year in Israel. They're having trouble putting together a government again, so they had two elections for the Knesset in just 5 months. They may actually have a third election in a row. It's possible if they can't work something out. All the corrupt politicians there from the Likud and from the blue and white party, all corrupt low-life opportunists that are selling out the country. Anyway, we're going to discuss what's going on there. The second subject is the impeachment. What unbelievable, absurd hypocrisy this is. What a joke this is. What a farce. And it's something that should outrage people. That's the second subject. And the third subject, and again, we are supporting Donald Trump for re-election right now because the Democrats are worse than him. Not because we like Donald Trump, but the Democrats are clearly worse than him. But this whole impeachment travesty is so utterly absurd, and we're going to discuss what hypocrisy it is and the double standard of the news media and everyone else involved. And the third subject is something we've discussed already before, how Elizabeth Warren is now the front runner for the Democrat presidential nomination. She is now officially leading in the early state polls. The important polls are the polls in the early states like Iowa and New Hampshire, and she's now taken the lead. So she has become, in our opinion, the front runner now for the nomination and what that means, because she's a very dangerous and evil person and very anti-Semitic and very anti-Israel. But let's start off with the elections in Israel. Unbelievable. For the first time in Israel's history, a government was not put together after elections. You couldn't get a Knesset majority. The Knesset being the Israeli parliament, you need 61 seats in the government coalition out of 120, and they couldn't get the 61 seats. They couldn't get enough parties together to make it 61 seats. So they had to hold elections a second time. They held elections in April of 2019, then they held elections in September, just earlier this month of 2019. And now it looks like they're having a hard time again, and so there's a real possibility we'll have elections a third time in a row with no government in sight. So this farcical situation is something which, of course, just demonstrates what a joke Israeli politics has become and how the corrupt politicians in Israel are really destroying the country. First of all, let's understand what we have said all along. There is no difference ideologically between the Likud and the blue and white party, the so-called blue and white party, Kahol Lavan in Hebrew, is supposed to be the left-wing party, and the Likud is supposed to be the so-called right-wing party. All a farce, all a lie. The Likud is not right-wing. There is no real right in Israel. Over 90% of the surrenders of Jewish land since the 1967 Six-Day War have taken place under Likud governments, not under governments of the left. Over 90% of the expulsions of Jews from the land of Israel have taken place under Likud governments, not under governments of the left. The Likud is more dangerous than the left. Because when the left is in power, the majority of Israelis are on guard, are saying, "Ooh, we hope they don't make too many concessions. We hope they don't go too far. They'll endanger Israel's security." If they propose doing something crazy, as they always do, the majority of Israelis turn against them, and the Likud attacks them, and the opposition, there's opposition, and there's vigorous opposition, and most of the time, they're unable to carry out what they want to do. But when the Likud is in power, when the phony right is in power, it's a different situation altogether, because the majority of Israelis say, oh, if the right-wing Likud proposes this, it probably isn't so bad after all. If Benjamin Netanyahu proposes it, it isn't that bad after all. If Arik Sharon says we should expel 10,000 Jews from Gush Katif, it's probably not that bad. Sharon being the founder of the Likud party. He's the one that founded that party in the 1970s, and he was the one who wound up throwing 10,000 Jews out of their homes in Gush Katif and destroying 40 flourishing Jewish settlements and handing it over to the Hamas terrorists, who now fire missiles all over southern Israel. Half of Israel now is under the fire of Hamas terrorists, thanks to Sharon and thanks to the Likud and thanks to the phony right. And Netanyahu voted for and supported the expulsion of Jews from Gush Katif. And I can go on and on with the Sinai retreat. Menachem Begin and the Likud gave up the entire Sinai. I just did a video in Hebrew on how the huge Sinai was handed over to Egypt by Menachem Begin after he swore in his campaign promises. He said, off sha'al, not an inch, not a millimeter he won't give up. And he wound up giving up the whole thing. And as a result, not only did Israel shrink to 1/4 of its size, because the Sinai was 3 times the size of the rest of Israel, not only did that happen, and Israel lost massive oil reserves and massive oil fields that are in the Sinai, in Abu Rodis, and all types of other oil fields that are throughout the Sinai. Not only that, but through the Sinai, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from Africa, from Somalia and Ethiopia and Africa and Eritrea, were able to flood into Israel and take over Israeli cities. If Israel was still in the Sinai, in the huge Sinai, with the Israeli army there, they wouldn't have been able to do that. But they were able to do it because Egypt, who we have a so-called peace treaty with, Egypt, like all the Muslim countries that surround Israel, want to destroy the Jewish state, of course. Egypt allowed the illegal aliens from Africa to go through Egypt, encouraged them to go through, and encouraged them to go through the Sinai all the way up to sneak through the Israeli border. This would have been impossible for the vast majority of illegal aliens. It would have been impossible for them to get into Israel if Israel had kept the Sinai. So Israel is paying a terrible price from every perspective for the insane surrender of Sinai, and that happened under the Likud and Menachem Begin. And I just did a Hebrew video on that subject, reminding Israelis of that. This is a horrific situation. And the phony Kahanists of the Otzma Yehudit party, who told us that the Likud that's a right-wing government, then praise the Likud. And Itamar Ben-Gvir, who is the head of the Otzma Yehudit party, which claims to be a party that's a Kahanist party, which is a complete lie. They're not Kahanists. They're not even right-wing. Itamar Ben-Gvir refused to criticize Netanyahu and the Likud. Refused in interviews. And he was running as a loyal soldier of Netanyahu. This is Kahanism now? Supporting the Likud, which is a party that has betrayed the land of Israel more than the left? And this is someone who runs now as a so-called Kahanist? This just shows you what type of generation we live in, what a horrible time we live in. There is no leadership. There are no real parties. There's no right. There's no right wing. Nothing. No voice of truth. Except for JTF. But we're not running in the Knesset elections. We do videos and we give a message to people. That's what we're limited to doing. That's what we're limited to doing right now. And so, this is the situation that we're faced with right now. And by the way, Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party, we supported Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party because he said a lot of things that were true and a lot of things that were important and no one else was saying them. But in the end, he betrayed us by going with Netanyahu and the Likud because he was offered a position and because he was offered to eliminate the debt in his party in exchange for supporting Netanyahu. And he became another loyal Netanyahu soldier in exchange for this bribery from Bibi Netanyahu. Terrible. Terrible disappointment. So, what are we faced with? We're faced with this. We're faced with a situation where the political parties, the politicians, are not offering us the answer. We've got to go to the people, directly to the people, and we've just got to bring them the truth. And we've got to create a situation where the atmosphere will be ripe for when the time comes, when the people do wake up and when they do want real leadership. We've got to just make the atmosphere one where enough people have enough facts and truth. Because if we weren't there, they wouldn't even get it. Even the most basic facts and truth, it would just be nonstop, unlimited brainwashing day and night if JTF wasn't there, at least bringing them a message that contradicts what all the others are saying and that brings the real truth and the real facts to the people of Israel without political considerations and without worrying about, am I going to get a position in the government? Because I'm not looking for a position in the government. I'm not a politician running for office. I'm just trying to tell the truth, and I paid a pretty severe price for telling the truth over the years. I've been banned from Israel for over 23 years because of this, a country which my whole dream was to live there. But I'm going to tell the truth because no one else will, and no one else is telling the truth right now. We're going to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth to the people of Israel as best we can. That's our job right now. That's our task. Will Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, who is the head of the Blue and White Party, will they succeed in the end in working out some deal? Will something else be worked out with Avigdor Lieberman or some of the other political phonies there? Maybe. Maybe they still will put a government together in order to avoid a third election, because the people, really overwhelmingly Israelis, do not want to have a third election in a row in less than a year. Will they be able to do it? Maybe. If they won't, we'll have yet another election. And whether there's an election or whether there's a new government or whatever the situation is, we're going to be there. We're going to be there telling the truth, because that's pretty much the only thing we can do at this point, is bring the truth to the people of Israel. And again, remember, as hopeless as the situation sometimes seems when you look at the politics and the politicians, it's not hopeless at all. It's not hopeless at all, even though if you depend on the politicians and the political parties, then it is hopeless. But if you understand what the Nevi'im, what the prophets said, it's not hopeless at all. In the end, the good guys are going to win, because in the end, Hashem has promised us that one way or another, the Jewish people are going to wake up and things are going to happen and move in the right direction all of a sudden. It may take a terrible tragedy to do that, though. We don't want there to be a terrible tragedy. We don't want innocent Jews to be murdered. We don't want large numbers of innocent Jews to be murdered. We don't want a horrible situation, a horrible catastrophe to overtake the Jewish state in order for the Jews to wake up. We want to do it without the painful sacrifices and the mass murder and bloodshed. So we'll see what happens, but that's where we stand now in Israel. And we'll be reporting to you every week. Whatever happens there, we'll be reporting to you every week what's going on. Now, this week, the Democrats finally started an impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump, something that was clearly coming for a long time. They were always planning to look for some excuse to do this, and now they found their little excuse, the conversation that he had with the president of the Ukraine. I mean, if this is a basis for impeachment, if his conversation with the president of the Ukraine asking for an investigation into corruption, if that's a basis for impeachment, then Joe Biden should go to jail, should be put in prison for 10 life sentences. He should get 10 life sentences in prison. If what Trump did is a basis to throw him out of office, to negate the will of the voters and remove him from office, then what Joe Biden did is 1,000 times worse. Joe Biden and his corrupt son and his dirty son and his whole dirty family, they were wheeling and dealing with Ukraine back and forth. His son was getting rich everywhere Joe Biden went to do business, and everywhere the Obama administration was having any discussions with foreign leaders, Joe Biden's son would immediately step in and start making money on it. And Biden's involvement, in which he pressured, that you know, because a prosecutor was appointed in Ukraine because of the unbelievable, open, brazen corruption of the Biden family. A prosecutor was appointed to investigate this, because we're talking about $1 billion in dirty money changing hands. I mean, what Biden was involved with was very, very serious. He misused his position as vice president to advance his own personal interests and to advance the interests of his family, financial interests of his family, and make a fortune. And that really is very serious criminal activity. And so a special prosecutor was appointed in Ukraine. Biden blackmailed the Ukraine to get that prosecutor fired and bragged about the fact that he got him fired. He got the prosecutor fired who was investigating Biden's son. That is very serious corruption. And that the Democrats have no problem with. And the corruption of Barack Hussein Obama and the corruption of the Clintons, who gave a quarter of all the uranium deposits to make nuclear bombs over to Russia. Talk about being involved with Russia and Vladimir Putin. I mean, the dirtiness of these people. And that's never investigated. That the media is not interested in. That you never hear about. There are no impeachment inquiries about that. Trump has a conversation with the president of the Ukraine, impeachment. It's time for impeachment. The word hypocrisy is much too mild for this. It really is an obscenity. And you know, we're not even fans of Donald Trump. We don't even like Donald Trump. But this is such a double standard and so profoundly unjust and absurd and trumped up and fabricated that, you know, anyone with an ounce of decency has to speak up about it. Now, our motivation all along is Israel. The issue that we're concerned about, the primary issue we're concerned about is Israel and the survival of Israel and the Jewish people. We don't hide it. We're not like the other Jewish organizations in America that say, oh, we're loyal Americans. We don't care about Israel. If you're really a loyal American, Israel should be your number one issue because all nations are blessed through Israel, it says in the Bible. But anyway, regardless, we don't play this little game. Okay, for us, Israel is the number one issue and our number one concern. And we don't pretend otherwise. And right now, as we've said a million times already, for a whole year now, Donald Trump is the lesser of the evils. He's not good on Israel either. But right now, he's the lesser of the evils, and the Democrats are worse than him. So right now, our plan is to support him for re-election. That doesn't mean that it's not subject to change. If he comes up with a Middle East plan that's catastrophic for Israel and starts really pressuring Israel, all bets are off. Then we won't support him. If he starts meeting with Iran's leaders and doing what he's doing with the North Korean dictator, again, all bets are off if he starts doing that. But right now, what he's doing with Iran and what he's doing, even though we don't like the fact that he isn't destroying Iran's nuclear bomb-making program, but it's still the Democrats are worse on that issue as well. The Democrats want to give Iran hundreds of billions of dollars to build up their economy and enable them to build bombs much faster. So on all of the issues that are important to Israel, Trump is definitely the lesser of the evils right now at the present time. And so we have to support him. We can't, you know, the Democrats are such an anti-Semitic, viciously anti-Semitic party, and so committed to destroying Israel. We can't take a chance of having them in the White House because the consequences for Israel could be devastating. If I were the prime minister, we wouldn't have to worry about it. Because I would tell Elizabeth Warren, if she were president, to go to hell. If I were the prime minister, it wouldn't be a concern, because Israel has the full capability to be fully self-sufficient militarily, economically. Israel would be much stronger if Israel was self-sufficient and independent, and truly independent. But I'm not the prime minister, and our great beloved leader, Rabbi Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, unfortunately, he's not the prime minister. He wasn't allowed to become prime minister, and I'm not allowed to set foot in Israel. And so we have a situation where we're going to have self-hating, cowardly, Judenrat, Kapo, Erev Rav, catastrophe leaders as running Israel. And a situation like that with a very violently anti-Israel American president like Elizabeth Warren, we would be in a lot of trouble. There'd be a very, very serious danger there. That's a very dangerous combination. Netanyahu and Gantz, those two self-hating Jewish leaders, facing an Elizabeth Warren who's determined to get a so-called Palestine state, determined to get Israel to go back to these suicidal pre-1967 borders. That would be a very dangerous situation for Israel. Very dangerous. We can't afford to take that chance. Trump is also dangerous, and Trump is also bad, but right now it appears as that Elizabeth Warren is much worse. And, you know, they talk about scandals and Trump. When you have Elizabeth Warren, not just Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, you know, what she did in advancing her career by lying, by committing fraud on her college, on her applications to be a professor at colleges and universities. Her whole life she lied and committed fraud. You know, when you put on applications things that will affect your job placement, whether or not you'll get employed, whether or not you get promoted in the job, when you lie, that's fraud. That's a felony. She committed fraud again and again and again by claiming she's an American Indian, by claiming she's a Native American. Complete lie, complete fraud. As Donald Trump said, and one thing Donald Trump said that certainly is true, he said, I'm more American Indian than she is. I have more American Indian blood in me than she does, and I have none. That's what Donald Trump said, and it's certainly true. She is a dishonest, vile, evil fraud. She was a conservative Republican. When she was growing up in Oklahoma, she was a big conservative Republican. She goes to Massachusetts, where all the leftists are. She becomes a big leftist, and now she's running around like a commie. She has embraced all of Bernie Sanders' anti-American communist agenda, including open borders and just everything, the most evil reparations for slavery, open borders, you name it. I mean, just the worst nightmare you can imagine what she's proposing. I don't know what would happen to America if the extreme left takes over the White House. At this delicate point, at this point where it's almost, where America's pretty much at the tipping point demographically, if they take over right now, I don't know if America could survive that. I don't know what would happen to this country if someone like Elizabeth Warren took over. It would just be catastrophic. And again, for Israel, absolutely catastrophic. She's already promised the self-hating Jewish anti-Semites on the left who want Israel to commit suicide, she's already promised that she's all in. She says, I'm with you. That's what she said. She said, I'm with you. I'm with you on this. She's all in with those who want to demand that Israel commit suicide and go back to borders that are 6 to 9 miles wide. Auschwitz line. She's all in on that. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Do you realize in a little bit over a year we're going to have this election and she may become the next president? Most polls show that the Democrats beat Trump next year. We got a very, very dangerous situation here. And please don't tell me that the polls being wrong in 2016. And so if they're wrong then, they're going to be wrong next year. I mean, it's just, you know, the same old... First of all, the polls were not very wrong in 2016. The polls showed Hillary Clinton beating Trump by 3 or 4 points. She wound up beating him by 2 points in the popular vote. But they showed her beating him by 3 or 4 points. So the polls were not wrong, really. It was all within the margin of error. They were not way off. It's just not true. And now the polls show him losing by a much bigger margin. So we have very serious, dangerous situation. And with this impeachment inquiry, people are so dumb. Who knows what that's going to do? Who knows how far behind Trump might fall behind in the polls now with the impeachment inquiry? People might actually be convinced by this nonsense. That animal Nancy Pelosi, who spoke about the humanitarian aspects of the Hamas terrorist organization, that filthy pig Pelosi, that anti-Semite Pelosi from San Francisco. She wants to lead an impeachment inquiry, and this could... I don't think that they're not going to have the votes to get him out of office, because he has to be convicted by the Senate by a two-thirds majority in the Senate, and that is not going to happen. But if he's impeached by the House and you have these long hearings and you have all of this chaos, I don't know how many Americans may turn against Trump and blame Trump for this. This, by the way, is genuinely the fault of the Democrats and the media. Trump on this issue is right. I mean, this really is a witch hunt. This is the fault of the Democrats and the media here. The goal of them to go after Donald Trump, when you consider the scandalous behavior of Obama and Clinton and the Democrats when they were in the White House, this is just unbelievable. And Joe Biden, just unbelievable hypocrisy. Unbelievable hypocrisy. And you never get the truth out of the news media. They're so obsessed with hatred, you never get the truth. By the way, the news media did not attempt, really, to defeat Trump in 2016. There were many times in 2016 when they were promoting him. They promoted him. They loved him. They thought he brings them ratings. You remember? They gave him wall-to-wall coverage. All you ever saw on TV was Donald Trump. They were helping him. They were promoting him during most of the campaign. This time, it's going to be different. They learned their lesson. They were confident that he's not going to win. So they figured, let's promote him and let's give him all the publicity that he wants. And then when he falls flat on his face, it'll look even better. That was their strategy. But that didn't happen. And so this time they really are going after him viciously. And who knows what that can lead to? People are so dumb. Don't forget, the American people, if you have any faith in the American people, then you obviously don't know what the results of the elections were in 2008 and 2012 when the American people voted with a substantial majority to make Barack Hussein Obama a black Muslim president of the United States. Twice America voted by a large majority to put a black Muslim, Barack Hussein Obama, a black Muslim Farrakhan supporter, Jesse Jackson supporter, Al Sharpton supporter, like Barack Hussein Obama in the White House. Twice the American people voted with a large majority to put Obama in the White House. Now, after that, Trump was able to win because millions of those Obama voters didn't come to the polls. They were too lazy to come out and vote. For Hillary Clinton, they weren't motivated. They didn't want to come out. They were too lazy to vote. But this time, they're motivated. And we saw that in the elections, in the midterm elections last year, when the Democrats won by a very big margin. This is going to be a very tough battle next year, the election. And the whole impeachment farce and this whole saga. I know those of you who only watch Fox News, you live in your little bubble, but you don't realize the rest of America doesn't watch Fox News. And so this is very dangerous. And the end result could be that communist Jew hater, Elizabeth Warren, is elected president. And again, I don't know for sure that she's going to be the Democrat nominee. I'm guessing that she will be. Maybe she won't be. I don't know. Maybe Joe Biden will surprise us and get the nomination. I doubt it. I mean, he's absolutely forgetting everything and confusing everything and just acting like a fuddy-duddy. I mean, just like a senile. He's acting like he's senile, like he has dementia. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what state he is. He doesn't know what year it is. He doesn't know who's the president. He forgot Obama's name. He couldn't remember Obama's name. He was Barack Hussein Obama's vice president for 8 years, and he didn't know Obama's name. He forgot Obama's name. I'm telling you, this is, I'm rooting for Biden to get the nomination, frankly. I'd like to see Biden get the nomination. because I think Trump could beat Biden. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Democrats are not that stupid to nominate someone like Biden. I think they want to go hard left with Elizabeth Warren. So that's where we are. We're going to be there to expose all of this. We're going to be there. We're going to be exposing all of this, God willing, in Hebrew and in English. And if you want to be part of that, you're in the right place. We got a tough fight ahead of us. It's going to be a dangerous time for Israel and the Jewish people. And so we've got to work with JTF. JTF is the group you should be working with, because JTF is the group that tells the truth and that is truly loyal to Israel, unlike these other Jewish organizations in America are disloyal to Israel. JTF is loyal to Israel, 100% loyal to Israel and the Jewish people, to the land of Israel and the people of Israel and the Torah of Israel. And so we're going to be waging our campaign and our fight and doing everything we can to bring the truth bring the truth to people in Hebrew and in English. You'll see that coming up, God willing. And I do think that, again, I know I sound like a broken record when I say this, but if it's a close election next year between Trump and Warren, let's say I'm right, and let's say it's Donald Trump versus Elizabeth Warren. Let's say that happens. By the way, she's not only starting to lead in the polls, she's not only taking the lead in the new Iowa and New Hampshire polls. She also has the strongest organization on the ground, grassroots organization on the ground, which means getting people out to vote in the primary in New Hampshire and in the caucus in Iowa. That's very important, having a strong organization in those states. So she's got things set up in a way which in the past are indicative of someone who's a winning candidate for the nomination. But anyway, let's say that it's Trump versus Warren. If it's a close election, now again, I've said this a million times before, so it'll be a million and one times, and you'll hear me say it a million times more. If it's a close enough election, and JTF puts out videos, and we get a lot of views on our English language videos, as we did when we supported Romney and against Obama and so on, and some of the other things that we've done when we were supporting Ted Cruz, we got a very large number of views for our videos for Jews for Cruz. So we had individual videos with hundreds of thousands of views. If we're able to do that again, maybe even on a larger scale this time, in a close enough election, that could make the difference. You never know. In any event, we're obligated to try. We're not allowed to be silent. We've got to do everything we can. We've got to try. If we work together as a team, Be'ezrat Hashem, with God's help, we can change history. We can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.